Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because, well, that's what we do on Free Talk Live. Of course we are. We're a talk show. So call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we're going to be doing. And it's Mark here with you this evening.
Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Peakless Mountaineer. Thank you all for coming into our the secondary studio, our other studio. I'm not sure what terminology we're using here.
Amadou Zeus.
Yeah, I'm not calling demon names on the air, and I don't.
No,
care.
No, it's Amadou Zeus.
Well, whatever that might mean.
Amadouzi, a studio.
Well, I'll take your word for it. Amadouzi. That's it. Right. Anyway. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the meantime, it looks like Anonymous has targeted Elon Musk. Now, we just watched the video before the show started here, and I love the line, "We're Anonymous. Expect us."
Mm-hmm. It is their, like, standard
it is.
Sound off. It is very threatening, though.
Well, I really like the idea of things like the recent stock kerfluffle with member berries is really what they were banking on with that one. No, I like that store. Member?
Well, it was not just that. It was also spite.
Yeah, it was definitely spite-powered.
And my favorite quote, well, not... One of my favorite quotes to misquote is, "I can do all things through spite, which strengthens me."
But well, yeah, funny. I mean, I like this idea of, like, hey, we are actually decentralizing power today. Like, that is what's happening. So,
else should it be a thing anyway?
So you should kind of expect that if you start doing douchey moves, you are going to get called out for them. And if you start, like, trying to destroy a favorite part of people's childhood through, you know, corporate... I don't think I can say any of the words to describe that, but manipulations, then, yeah, you might expect that they could make you eat your contract. Like, oh, well, I bet more shares than exist that this will fail. Oh, did you now? Well, then you should probably expect that there's at least some possibility that the diffuse power network that exists now might call you to account for what you've done.
I think Elon Musk is a good example of what power can do.
Mm.
Because here's a guy who, on one hand, is, you know, he's well-liked. I mean, I can't say I hate Elon Musk.
Well, okay, he's a corporation with a PR department. He was never any better than any of the rest of them.
You know, he has the highest charisma level of anyone on the spectrum I've ever seen in my life, honestly. Like, those two traits do not go well together.
They tend not to.
He manages to pull it off.
He somehow
appears to be not a supervillain.
Appears being the keyword.
Yeah.
He does appear not to be. Again, like I said, I don't hate Elon Musk. There are lots of, people in charge of large companies, mostly banks, whom, I like a lot less.
I'm going to have to dispute bank's status as a company.
All right, what do you think they are?
Government agencies.
You think they're government agencies, or
yes.
You think they're heads in governments, or just the agencies?
The
government
company
is the enforcement arm of the banking cartel.
The banks are the parent corporation of the government, if you want to look at it that way. The banks are the real government.
Well, I mean, if you could find a lot of people that didn't have both feet in Goldman Sachs in government, then you'd have an argument for them being different. But, I mean, it's a revolving door. Oh, I'm in the banking. Oh, I'm in the government. Oh, I'm in the banking. Oh, I'm in the government.
Okay, so I guess with if we're removing banks from my scenario here, I don't know a lot of big CEOs beyond banks. I mean, those are the ones that I keep my closest eye on. And, you know.
Really? What about the other quasi-governmental agencies of, say, Amazon, Facebook?
I'm familiar I'm familiar with Bezos and, Zuckerberg. And, I know I've heard the guy's name from Twitter, and if you said it, I would remember it.
Jack Dorsey.
That sounds right. these people. But, I mean, I've only named five people at this point. I know the Google guys. They don't seem so bad. They don't really get out there.
They're CIA.
Bren, Sergey Brin. I don't know. Well, Google didn't start out CIA.
Yeah, it did.
Totally?
Yeah, well,
is like public information.
So, the CIA Front Corporation was like their biggest donor.
DARPA?
Inc-Utel.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that OkCupid sort of started out through DARPA. I really couldn't say much beyond that.
That's interesting.
That is disturbing.
Yeah, look it up.
I might have to go look that up.
Everybody, tickety-tickety.
We have military applications for your dating plan.
And, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe the stuff you hear on the radio. Double check it every time.
I'm going to look that up, and if it's true, then I'm going to say that supports my theory or position, whatever you want to call it, on you have to have a stable society in order to have any kind of freedom. Because if the government has a vested interest or believes they do in dating sites, which are most often used for not dating, although they are used for dating, then there you go.
Well, dating is, I don't know what, okay, I've been married for some time, and I don't have
a kind of a broad term.
Yeah, so dating, I'd say, is a broad term. Like, you know, I was just talking to a friend who recently out of a relationship that didn't work out, but, you know, upside is things went well for 6 months or so, right? I mean, you know, got to taste the wares, as it were, and you know, move on. You know, it's...
Well, okay, because if you show up for an interview with the intent of getting a job, you're still interviewing. If you show up to interviews with the intent of snorting coke and then streaking out the office, you are not doing an interview. So, yes, you can date and fail, but if you seek out to fail, I would say you are not dating, you're just sleeping around.
Well, no, that's courtship. So not all dating is courtship. So the hookup behavior, which I don't think is ultimately a good idea or helpful, but, you know, you are free to do stupid things. It's kind of the libertarian view. I mean, that hookup culture is part of dating. It's just not part of courtship.
I'd also say that, people need to be aware, everybody needs to be aware, that some people are dating without the intention of taking it to the marriage level. Some people are just dating for the sake of dating.
You should have those conversations no later than the first date, in my opinion. But,
I agree
on
that one. Like, what are your intentions? Are we just having fun? Or are you interviewing for a lifetime position?
I am looking for XYZ. What are you looking for? Because speaking for straight women and not any other demographic, most guys will either tell the truth at that point or fumble. If you, like, ask them a direct question, they will do all these, like, lawyerisms to you know, screw people over.
Screw people over.
Well, screw one person over.
Oh, no, if they only wanted one, they'd get married, right?
Over, but,
okay, so...
If your answer to that question is, well, then...
If they don't say, okay, anything besides a yes is a no.
Right.
It's just in life, period.
I agree with, like, your premise. I don't like your characterization, right? you know.
Well, no, because if you went on... So, if you went on one of these sites and said, hey, I'm looking to bang, that's honest. It's the putting on the front that is my main...
So there's a problem with that, though, because, like, an effective tactic.
Right.
Yes, like, a lot of times when you are honest about what you want, you will not get it.
That's correct. And so it's an ineffective tactic. And I also would point out, lots of people are attempting to not communicate effectively on these sites.
That's why they started calling hooking up dating, because they wanted to be ambiguous. And that is part of why I refuse to give up the term. A lot of the time, if you don't scam people, you won't get money, right? Like, that's how life is a lot of the time.
I have never heard...
It's always been part of dating.
I have never heard anybody who's held onto the term dating like this before, and I want to get into it just a bit more. The number, 603-283-6160, at 603-283-6160. Melanie's taking a hard line on the definition of what dating is and what one should be doing out there. What do you think? 603-283-6160, here on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Come on and call Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Okay, so we started out with the story about Elon Musk and how Anonymous is coming to get him. But, as often happens here on Free Talk Live, another topic came up, and I'm interested in this one, too. This one appears to be a dating topic, and Melanie is taking the position that dating means...
Interviewing for a permanent position.
Interviewing for a permanent position. Okay. And do you have an opinion on this?
I think that is too narrow of a definition. I think that what you're describing is courting or courtship. So,
but that is what people hope you think of when they say dating.
No. No, it is not. Some people actually, like, go into it with the idea of, hey, none of us are ready to settle down. Like, we're
That's
early
not what
20s.
I said. That does not contradict what I said. When someone says that they are dating, or says the word dating in regards to themselves, what they hope the people around them think is that that is they're looking for some kind of long-term thing. They do not hope that the people they are dating or calling dating or their mom or their friends or whatever, maybe some of their friends, their intention is not to convey that they're just looking to sleep around. Otherwise,
well, no one wants to talk to their mom about who they're sleeping around with.
But they'll say they're dating. It is an intentional obfuscation, which is why, okay, this is what you intend to convey? Well, fine, this is what it means.
I have to agree with this to some extent. Now, again, it's been some time since I have dated, but I will say that, you know, I'll speak for myself. I had no intention of getting married, but I had every intention of dating. And if that meant interviewing for a bigger position of, well, quote unquote dating more often, as it were, sometimes dating multiple people a day, as it, you know, whatever. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. That was what my goal was when I was doing this. I found in the process of dating, a woman who, A, wasn't interested in that sort of behavior, and B, had a large skill set that sort of matched my lack of skills in certain areas, and then, you know, whatever, my skills seemed to benefit her.
Educational.
Yeah. So I went ahead and decided, well, we'll see how this goes, and we, you know, just really haven't stopped that at any point. So, you know, shout out to, you know, putting up with a bunch of bull crap, Laura. Anyway, I definitely did what Melanie is talking about here, where I, you know, portrayed myself as the build-your-own-man hobby kit, right? With very few, you know, opinions, but, hey, I've got a house I have, you know, bought. I've got a, you know, a car that I'm, that's fancy. And, you know, these sorts of things. You could fit right in here as the woman who is not in this house. And then you don't. You know, and that went on for some time.
Well, and I think that's part of the problem is that these aren't mutually exclusive ideas. I mean, for some people, the sleeping around phase is phase one of the interview process.
Okay, so that is what people will tell you. I do not believe that.
What?
So tell me what worked for you. I mean, it sounds like you had a pretty good system, Melanie, and I think that it's worth pointing out.
It did work.
Right. So what were your goals when you were dating?
So I would recommend, first of all, not being born in like a, not a third world, but like a third world copy within the first world. Like, don't do that.
Decide where you're born.
Louisiana.
Stay over. So, you know, there you go.
Decide where you're born. Check.
Yeah, so that helps a lot.
Well, you can decide where you are, if not where you're born.
Right, so I should...
Hold on, before you go on, places, you're referring to places like Louisiana, whence you come.
Yes.
And, you know, what, say, Mississippi, Alabama, the country of
the South,
Georgia.
Not the middle, like some people like to call the South, not Tennessee.
Anywhere in America experiencing real severe food insecurity among a sizable portion of the population.
Yeah, but they're not because they have welfare.
And I lived in an area that was strangely on the edge of this. So what we're talking about is the difference between city mice and country mice. And one of the distinct differences is country mice tend to get married early, And city mice tend to get married late. You got married late. I don't know how old you were, but you weren't 21.
Yeah, so I should have left a lot sooner than I did, and I didn't. So maybe I would have gotten married a lot younger had I thought that there might be better places on Earth than when I found one.
I kind of like the idea of getting married a little later than you know what the prospect that you're marrying is going to turn out like, because they've turned out.
Yeah. The cost benefit is completely different for men and women on that one.
Even if I accept that, there might be a happy medium there.
So, I mean, like, if you're a woman, getting married earlier has a really distinct advantage.
How so?
So the health problems that you can have from having children are reduced significantly.
Right.
The number of children that you can have are reduced significantly, or are increased significantly.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. Whereas for a man, I mean, having kids at 50 is not really a problem for us.
I didn't have my brain together until somewhere around 30, certainly 25. Like, I was starting to put the pieces together somewhere around 24, 25.
Well, there's an argument that no one would get married if they had their brain together at the time.
I would disagree. I think that Melanie sort of logicked this out and said, you know, I intend to get married. I'm not intending to sleep around. I believe that sleeping around diminishes my value as a potential spouse. Not just that the husband won't want me, but that, you know, the cow and the milk for free and all that.
It's just not appealing. Like, I've had to be really convinced by people that this is appealing by two other people. Although I guess that's kind of self-explanatory by the fact that people do it.
What's appealing? I'm
sleeping around.
It just seems really gross. Like, just from like a, not from like a moral judgment standpoint, but just from like
a sanitary standpoint. Yeah,
you're gonna, yeah, and just why, like. You don't know this person. Like, I don't know.
So you, people find sleeping around attractive and they tried to convince you of it? Or they tried people...
Yeah, like, I was like, why would you do this? And I've talked to a couple of female friends who are like, yeah, no, most people, like, find this appealing. I'm like, that actually explains why they do it. So, yeah.
I think they find it appealing, but do they find it appealing in the sense that you want to marry them? And I think that that's a different
thing. Oh, no, just like on its face. Like, you know, do you find ice cream appealing, whether or not you think that it's good or bad for you?
Right. If you're going to pick one food to eat all of the time, it isn't going to be ice cream. So, you know, hopefully it'll be something like, I don't know, vegetables. Maybe some rice and beans and some mushrooms thrown in.
And one thing that is a really important difference of seeking a mate when you're young versus when you've had a little bit more time to let your neurons myelinate. Like, when you're young, hotness is really important. Just, like, bare-bones attractiveness is a really... I mean, it's not the only thing, but it's up there. And that doesn't last, and that will not help you in life. Whereas when you're older, the other traits become more important.
Healthy choices will last and keep you attractive into your, 50s anyway, maybe 60s. I mean, I see a lot of gals out of Hollywood. They're in their 60s and 70s.
Still. That's funny.
Well, there's that, too. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The elections overhaul bill passed in the House does not have the support of West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin. This virtually guarantees the failure of the legislation after near party-line approval in the House. Senator Manchin tells CBS's Face the Nation he's pushing for a bipartisan agreement and believes Republicans will fight for bipartisanship as well.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us, John. And someone's got to fight for this.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week, with or without Republican support.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN State of the Union. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump returned to the political stage with a public appearance in North Carolina.
At Saturday's Republican convention in North Carolina, former President Trump is telling China they must pay. The former president also calling out medical director Tony Fauci amidst Fauci's claim that COVID wasn't made in a Chinese lab.
But he's been wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also, very wrong.
Trump also saying China inflicted $16 trillion of economic damage onto the United States and claimed the lives of thousands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas has two new mayors. At 37, Maddie Parker becomes the youngest mayor of a major city. She was declared the winner Saturday in Fort Worth, Texas. And Republican Javier Villalobos reportedly has taken the seat of a Democrat mayor in McAllen, Texas, by a margin of just over 200 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk about what's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I think Melanie's got a system here. And I like the system. The system appears to be how to get married and not mess around with a bunch of hustlers? What's the terminology? People who are not serious.
Well, not being serious is one thing. Not being serious and presenting yourself as serious is... Because you don't have to, quote, avoid somebody who says, I'm looking to sleep around. I mean, then now you know what they want.
How do you find this out? How do you find out that there's this person is not interested in marriage and just out to fool around?
I mean, so usually they... People might not necessarily announce what their intentions are, but if they people won't announce what their intentions are if they don't want you to know.
Well,
they will.
It sounds like what you do is ask them and see if they flinch.
They will announce what their intentions are if they want you to know what their intentions are. If you're a I don't know. I can't
think. Nobody wants people to. No, nobody wants to come out and say, guys have figured out it is not effective to come out and say, I am looking to sleep around. And women realize that there's usually a social burden to announcing the same.
Although, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that pretty much the idea of Tinder?
Look, like, how would I know?
I don't know. So I hear things.
The politicians tell me
you're
it's
still
a great
allowed on the interwebs.
There are people who still insist that Tinder is not a hookup app, but it is.
Yeah, as far as
anything that doesn't have a bio or allows you to describe yourself is not a dating site.
Yeah, so as far as I know, that's pretty much their business model as opposed to all of the other dating services. Like, there are definitely sleeper arounders on, you know, OkCupid or Farmers Only or whatever it is, but. As far as I know, that one specifically has attracted the just sleeping around crowd.
That's what the impression I've been given from all of it, but I haven't done a great deal of investigation because I don't want that investigation to look like something it's not. And I don't believe in tempting myself in any way.
Always a good call.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. So largely,
honey, I promise it's just for research.
Right.
I like looked at. At Tinder, and I mean literally looked at, because I looked at what, you know, when I was single, what the, I want to see what the template looked like, and there was nowhere to put anything, so I was like, okay, well, this is not.
There's a little bit, like two sentences you can put in. Anyway, let's go to Jill, who's calling in. She wants to talk about this too. Jill from Virginia.
Yeah, well, I never did date much. I didn't get along with the boys I went to school with, for one thing. But anyhow, after I left school, I grew up and went into a small town. This is in Augusta County. I went to live in Stanton. I worked at a curb service restaurant, and there was a guy there who was a buddy of mine. And after I left that place, we would often go to a ball game, and each one would pay his own ticket, and there was no question of any romantic anything like that. We were just buddies. But as a matter of fact, he told me later his train ran on a different track, if you understand what I mean. But my idea of the purpose of dating is to find a spouse. And most people, I don't see much point, because I can usually tell this person's not going to be my spouse, so there's no point in going out with him.
Yeah, I think that sounds. I think it sounds like a very classic way of using the dating realm. And I think that. Thank you for the call, Jill. I really appreciate it. I think that this is what the expectation is when people. This is the template, right? This is what people want you to believe that they go into dating. I'm not saying Jill didn't. That Jill was. Hiding something or obscuring something. I'm simply saying that it's because of people like Jill that we're those that are not interested, in fact, in finding a spouse can, you know, run under the cover of darkness, as it were. Well, because I agree with Melanie, if you don't come out and say what your intentions are, then the default is your intentions are that at the very least you're looking to move the ball down the field towards the end goal of potential marriage. And if you don't, if nobody fumbles or leaves the field or whatever the terminology is, I'm torturing the heck out of this metaphor, then we at some point get
some appropriation is football. Gotcha.
Yeah, right. Well, there's some grunting and sweat.
Should there really be that many men involved at the same time?
Well, somebody.
Like I said, sometimes you attempt something and fail. It's not dishonest. That's just failing.
But, you know, I mean, like, well, for instance, I was talking about a friend earlier, and in his situation, you know, he was definitely trying to find out if this person was compatible for a future relationship, as was that person, and they were moving towards that. They found out that there was some compatibility issues, and
you said 6 months, right? That's
About 6 months. Yeah,
yeah, that's not that long. When people attempt to do that for years, maybe I'm just lucky. I don't think that should take 6 months, but, you know, we're having to rebuild society every generation, so, you know, it's a little bit harder to do that.
And that is definitely part of this whole issue, is that we've pretty much lost a lot of our cultural values of this is a good thing that you should be rewarded socially for doing.
But it's not people who take decades and say, you know, oh, I interviewed this person for 5 years and then found out something I should have asked them one thing. It's like, Well, okay, let's correct that.
Well, and there definitely is something to be said, at least for about 3 months, because on average, 3 months is how long the infatuation stage takes to wear off. So as we've talked about this in person, I think you've called it, you shouldn't make those decisions while you're on drugs, which is really effectively what you are during that period of time.
Make life-altering decisions while you're on drugs. So getting engaged at 3 months might be, a little early. But if there's some, major deal breaker, you probably should have found it by then.
Hmm.
I mean, or at least asked, and if you asked and it was hidden from you, I guess that's a little bit different, maybe. But and a lot of what you're doing is disqualifying people who need to be disqualified, and usually, obviously, so you can't make there be someone who's a match for you available, but you can always make yourself not be with someone who isn't.
Yeah, and what you certainly don't want is to be with somebody who's a bad choice while the good choice passes by. You know, because in many cases, the good choice is never going to have, rung your bell, as it were, tried to get your attention in the same way if the, bad choice is sort of hanging around.
Right.
So if you've got, whomever, Mr. or Mrs. right now, right then Mr. or Mrs. right may not ever have, buzzed your tower, as it were.
And if they're decent, they're not going after people who are in a relationship or alleged relationship, whatever it is.
I just really like the visual of buzzed your tower.
That's it's Maverick from Top Gun. I like this, you shouldn't make decisions while on drugs. I have, being married for the longest in this room by a good stretch, I think we're at 17 or 18 years, I can say that there have been women that I have been attracted to and even had that sort of dopamine rush thing beginning when, that I've just been talking to, situations. I have to go to conventions, I end up in places. Sometimes it's just, the evening or, your wife's off talking to somebody, whatever the situation may be. And I've always been like, take a deep breath, man. Take a deep breath. Because this isn't going to solve a lot of problems. In fact, it's going to create a bunch. not to say that there certainly aren't things in the world worth creating problems over. It's just that probably this isn't the way to decide this. So I'm more and more convinced of what Melanie's saying here. Then again, when it comes to traditional family values, I am an easy target. I do like them.
I still think that the broader term is useful.
Useful.
Yeah.
For what purpose,
that calling
though?
It dating is useful as a term and distinguishing hookup versus courting.
The number, 603-283-61.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about dating. We were talking about Elon Musk, and I don't know how this happened. I don't even have any idea how this occurred. We were talking about Elon Musk and Anonymous, basically calling him out. I do want to talk about that, and we will talk about that. But Melanie kind of threw down some information here, and at first it indicts dating Mark. Dating Mark has turned into marriage.
I didn't make any allegations about you at all.
No, you didn't.
And I wasn't around to know about it. So.
Indeed. But dating Mark turned into married Mark, and married Mark, been married for some time. But, some of the things you said, sort of like your experience that men enter the dating realm and they are obfuscating what it is that they're trying to.
I did not say men do that. The people who do that, the people who want the word to have multiple meanings,
the word dating,
are because why? Because why else would it have to have so very different meanings? Like, we don't have a word that means purchases.
Well, here's a really good reason why it would have multiple meanings.
The word dating.
If you are not sure whether you are just sleeping with this person regularly or if you are in the process of moving into courtship with them.
Right, and hold on, Melody, remember, there's two processes here, right? There's the country mouse process where they get married young and they stay married In general, they stay married much longer than the city mice do. City mice, if they get married young, tend not to stay married long, and they tend to get married later, and they tend to have more sexual partners throughout their life. And, you know, obviously these aren't mice, these are humans.
Okay, so, you...
So what I'm trying to say is that both want to use the same term to describe what they're doing, and the city mice have a different process, and that process includes trying out the goods beforehand as opposed
fine,
to afterwards.
But then you're still, that can be, whether or not it should is a whole different topic, but that can be part of the interview, right? But
yep.
It is not possible to not know if you're trying to see this if this will work out.
You are mistaken.
No, you either have a conscious intent to see will this work out, or you do not.
Okay.
Like, you cannot
ignorance
not be aware of that.
Ignorance has infinite potential.
Wait.
It's always possible to be unaware of something.
Are you aware? Are you, Melanie, aware that there's different types of intelligence? So, I mean,
well, I disagree of the allegation that there's different types of intelligence.
Okay. So, would you say that a professional athlete has a better mind-body connection that they are able to, you know, that we could? We could call what they do athleticism. We could call that a form of intelligence, in so much as their mind controls their body, and
it's
they achieve
a skill
at a far greater level. It's not just a skill. No. It's the firing of neurons at a certain speed. Everybody was not put on Earth with the same, technical.
The idea that there's not different kinds of intelligence, I mean, for crying out loud, there's, at the very least, you have to acknowledge that there is a spatial form of intelligence associated with mathematics and a linguistic form of intelligence, and while they are closely correlated, they are distinguishable from each other.
I don't have to acknowledge that. Those are different types of skill sets. Both that require intelligence, some that some people are good at, and some that other people.
Okay,
are good at.
So when I was taking tests, I consistently, like, I would get 92 in my math skills and 99 in my language skills, more or less every time I took a test.
Okay.
Right. So I would always have
a
lower ability in math
skill
than in languages.
Than the other.
All right, so if we presume that there are different types of intelligence, then we have to presume that there are different ways of coming to a conclusion. And one of the ways might to come to a conclusion may be I have to experience all of this to know what's going on. And I would say that it is quite possible to, like, I agree with you, Melanie, that the system for finding out your prospect, that stating ahead of time, asking, because this is the first thing, are you intending to get, what are your goals here today? What are you hoping to achieve? Do you intend to get married in the next, 6 months to a year? Are you looking to get married? Or whatever the direct question is that you've got. Great system. Parsing through the term dating, I have to agree with Peakless Mountaineer here that, in fact, that every word has its term. If he wants to use the term courtship to describe moving towards marriage, dating is describing the larger thing, and then sleeping around as terminology for simply not looking towards the future, then I can accept all of that.
And if that's how, because I'm not a dictionary, if I was, dictionaries are descriptive, not proscriptive. If that was how people used it, then that's fine, and that's how language works. Okay, but that is not how people use it.
Let me go to Steve calling in from Tennessee. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you? I enjoy your awesome program quite a bit. I'm a first-time caller. When we talk about these terms on how long dating should be, and I think the foundation of this conversation is the average marriage lasts about 8 years in this country, which is unfortunate.
Indeed.
But I just feel like when we kind of, that's the foundation of relationship, is that the marriage lasts 8 years in this country. So I think that's, anything else we talk about, you kind of got to build on that.
I would point out that the first marriage, the people who get married more often drive down the numbers on marriage. They really kind of mess the marriage numbers up. There's a lot of people who get married and stay married. And then there's another lot of people who get married, and then do it again four times.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it kind of like a bell curve of the number of marriages. So, like, on the far end in one direction is a chunk of people that never get married in their entire life.
Small.
On the far end, on the other one, is people who get married over and over and over and over and over again. And somewhere in the middle is, you know, one to three marriages, I guess.
Yeah.
And the people who get married like 17 times will drive that number right into the ground, whereas like the people who are on the other tail of this bell curve aren't affecting this number at all.
Yeah, I heard. And then again, too, gay marriage also drives it down. Once they legalized gay marriage in Boston, I think the divorce rate went way down.
So the gays are marrying for longer? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Cool. I don't know what the numbers were. I always wondered why gay people were so darned ready to get married.
Well,
so many straight guys think it sucks.
If you have two people who have careers and can't get accidentally pregnant, at least they have tax benefits usually to being married.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Steve. Appreciate it.
You're
welcome.
So, I have a weird perspective on this where I think the purpose of marriage is not actually for the people in the marriage, but for the potential children that that tends to create.
I mean, that's kind of the traditional perspective.
Right. Many people, so I've, you know, talked to many married, I travel in circles of married couples who have children far more than most of you guys do, and the resounding philosophy is that if I ever get a divorce, I will never get remarried.
Mm.
Like, and I suspect that's because they've already had their kids.
Right.
And honestly, I can't think of a particularly good reason to get married if it's not about kids. Sorry, gay guys. I mean, you know, maybe.
Well, and gay people can still have kids. It's just more expensive.
Yeah.
And none of that is saying that it's not a good idea to have, like, a lifetime partnership, a long-term relationship, even if you have no children. I'm just saying I don't see the purpose of getting married even in that case.
And I think that in many cases, so many people get divorced because they don't have any creativity around what a marriage is. So they, you know, a marriage is an agreement, and that agreement can look like anything you want it to look like. And that means you get to make your own decisions. A lot of people walk in thinking marriage means something, and it's, in many cases, they get the hard, fast, real truth, but it doesn't. I can tell you this. One of the things that was told to me before I got married, this was by an ex-girlfriend about my current wife, is now you'll be able to have sex anytime you want, right? Like, that marriage, I guess, to her.
Because you don't have to, like, leave to go to work when you wake up.
Or at the very least, I suppose you can get up a little early.
Well, you just don't have to find someone.
But,
you'll find if you do.
It's 2 p.m. and you're still at the office. You'd be like, excuse me, boss, I'm married.
Listen. Those are the easy questions to answer. What if she or he doesn't feel like it that day? And then what do you do? Well, now the marriage vows have been violated, not the ones that were stated, the implicit ones. And what I'm trying to say here is
I can find you quote articles that agree with you on that if you want.
I'm sure.
Well, and this is why I think it's terribly important that you A, write your own vows, and B, mean and stick to them.
At the very least, discuss what marriage means to you beforehand, or continue discussing it. It's a decision you make every day. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.